Welcome to our podcast. It's usually Tony, Christy, and Nikki, but today it's Pat Rivers because Christy's not here.
Yes.
So
happy
you're doing
to fill in.
Yeah, this is a first for you for many different things. You did the show with us this morning.
And, yeah. That's what you get for living right up the street.
You know what's so funny, Pat? I used to live across the street from Channel 10, like literally
across the street.
And so many people said to me, why in the world would you do that? They're going to call you all the time to come in. When I lived right across the street, I was never called in.
I was just going to say, they probably never called, isn't
never,
it?
Never.
So those are some nice places across from Channel 10.
Oh, gosh,
there.
Yeah. Oh,
I know those apartments, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are nice. There's a lot of nice stuff going on downtown these days. Pat and I were talking about this earlier on the air, that a lot of nice apartments being built downtown. And if you know, Nikki, I've lived here my whole life. We've been trying to revitalize downtown since the 80s. All right.
Yeah, it's taken a while, isn't it?
It's finally taken a while. It seems though it's starting to happen, though.
Well, do you remember when they got rid of that part of the inner loop? And I was like,
yes.
No, because as somebody who works downtown, the inner loop is so, it just makes getting places so easy and quick. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't a big fan of it. But now we're finally seeing the real estate, you know, that taxable property being built upon. And most of it is housing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nikki,
and
I was like you. I thought it was a bad mistake.
Right?
But I'm very impressed.
I just don't know what I'll do if they get rid of the rest of the inner loop, because I use that every day.
Yeah, there's that southern part. Yep.
Friend of mine years ago he had an idea for the inner loop, which I think would have been a great idea. You do, because it's basically a loop, and you could make it into a racetrack and have like a NASCAR, whatever, but you know, make it into a racetrack, and that would bring people to Rochester and all that stuff. It could have been done. You would have had to pave the whole thing over again because you have to when you're going.
Right. You don't need those potholes when you're going.
You don't need potholes when you're going 150 miles an hour. But it would have been a cool racetrack, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
Like a Tour de France.
Yes, exactly.
Tour de Roch.
You know they do.
Tour de Rock. Tour de Rock.
Yeah.
What is that bike ride? Crittenden something.
Ooh, I don't
remember. Remember they used to do that bike ride in downtown Rochester?
I vaguely remember that, yes.
I do not remember. Interesting. But it would have been cool, but I knew it was never going to happen. So I think housing is probably the best way to go. I think we get more people living downtown, and the more you get people living downtown, the better things will be because people will start, you know, coming, you know, businesses will pick up. Now, COVID got in the way, but COVID's not going to be here forever. I mean, we might have to get vaccinated yearly like the flu,
right?
It shouldn't be, you know.
Criterium. Twilight Criterium. I'm sorry. It was driving me nuts.
Oh, got
that
it.
Okay.
That's, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, this is kind of nice. One of the things about COVID, I always look for the silver lining. And a new survey found that most of us think that in general, people have become kinder during the pandemic.
Yes.
Pandemic. And it's contagious. I really do believe that. I do believe, because I don't know about you guys. I got to tell you, and I'm not afraid to admit it. I have been extremely emotional during this time because there's a lot of, listen, I know a lot of people, and some people in my family who are hurting. And, it just tears me apart. So I hope that I hope this is true, that people are becoming kinder. Because it would be a wonderful thing.
I think everybody has kind of taken a step back. It used to be like, okay, I got to go to work, got to do this, got to do this. All of a sudden, we can't go to work. All of a sudden, we can't see our friends. And you realize what's important in life.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, we need people. You know, it's just plain and simple. You got to be around people. I mean, it's very difficult.
Oh, absolutely. People and social interaction.
Yeah.
You know who I feel sorry for today, guys?
Who?
Rich Cornelia.
Why?
What happened to Rich? Channel 10,
all night long, I was like a kid on Christmas because, you know, they forecasted like a foot of snow.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And so I'm looking out the window, I keep waking up in the middle of the night, looking out the window. Is it coming? Is it coming?
Yeah.
Dude, I got out. It was like, I want to say we're under 5 inches.
Yeah.
Nikki, I thought the same thing.
All right? We missed, and everybody did. Every meteorologist, you can't blame anybody.
Know.
All the forecasts were wrong. We didn't get as much. It kind of tracked north, and some people to our west, like Orleans County, got more snow. But poor Rich this morning, he walks in, he's like, don't even talk to me.
Oh, jeez. That's funny.
He couldn't believe it. He's like, happened?
It just seems like this has been the season of phantom storms, you know? Like, we're supposed to get snow, and then it doesn't happen.
Well, I know. Mother Nature always balances it out. So somehow, Somehow, some way.
Yeah, we're going to be in for it.
I got to tell you a story that happened a long time ago. I was probably like late 70s. They were you know, forecasting a huge storm, okay? And to the point where everybody sent everybody home in the afternoon.
Like, oh, my gosh.
1 o'clock, the city of Rochester closed down. All the schools sent people home because it was going to get terrible during the day. And I was working at a radio station. We're the only station that said, no, it's not going to come. It's not going to happen. And my roommate at the time was the weatherman for Channel 8. And he called me. Steve Rondinero was his name. And he called and he said, what's that? Because we had AccuWeather at the time. Mm-hmm. And he goes, I said, it's going to miss us. And every other forecast said, no, it's going to hit. Well, it missed. So in the meantime, the city closed down. Everybody went home around 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The schools sent everybody home. We were the only station that had it right. And, you know, it was just amazing that it missed us. And, like, this one stayed a little north and a little west of us. That happens. You know, we got that lake there. That lake does a lot of stupid stuff.
Well, and you know what I told Rich? I said, Rich, I am not complaining that the forecast was wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
I am fine with 5 inches.
We like when you miss this way, buddy. Yeah, I know.
But see, these weather people, they love it. They live for this.
Oh, Rich,
they do.
He's so depressed, you guys.
Is
like,
he really?
I can't believe this. He's pounding his mouse, almost throwing his computer. Like, what? What happened? Poor guy. Say a prayer for the meteorologist.
Well, off the subject of weather for a moment. I like to have a little interesting tidbits for the podcast.
And this got today, Tony?
Well, this is an interesting one. I got a couple I'll give you. How old do you think Albert Einstein was when he came up with the theory of relativity? And don't Google it.
Well, he was probably a young man.
Yes. Oh, gosh. I saw the Nova special on him not that long ago.
I'm going to go with 22.
I was going to say the same. 21-ish?
Wow. He was 26.
Oh, okay. We were going too young.
Yeah. But think about that. And that was his third paper that year. He had hit 2 other papers that, you know, he introduced the subject of atoms. We didn't know about atoms till him. And there was one more thing, But 26 years old, he had these 3 papers in 1 year. That's remarkable. I don't know what you were doing at 26, but I wasn't writing E equals MC squared.
Not even close.
That's just nuts.
Yeah, I know. It's just unbelievable. Some of the minds that are in our past.
Yeah. And you know how everybody's talking about electric cars? Everybody's going electric?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This blows me away. Jaguar.
Oh, I saw this.
Is going to go electric by 2025. That's 4 years from now.
They're really struggling, I hear.
Well, they are. They've been for a while. They've never had a great reputation. They make beautiful cars.
They're owned by
an Indian company. Now they were owned by a British company for many, many years, and British people can't make cars. I'm sorry. I had
Tony.
An MG. Honey, I had an MG for 24 years, okay? I had an uncle who had a Jaguar, fancy Jaguar, 12-cylinder Jaguar, and I remember commenting to him one time. This is back in the 80s. This is a beautiful car. He goes, well, if you want one, get 2 because you can drive this one when this one's in the shop.
Oh, man.
They are gorgeous cars, and they're way better than they used to be. But so they're going to go all electric by 2025. And I know that GM's talking by 2035, they're going to go all electric. So I'm guessing that by 2035, gas is either going to be 10 cents a gallon or $10 a gallon. I don't know what it's
going to be. You're right, and that scares me because I just invested in oil stocks. So
did you really?
I did. At the beginning of this pandemic, I said, oh, it's going to bounce back, and there were some great buying opportunities, but now I'm second-guessing that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be around for a bit. I wouldn't worry about it just yet. But I would do the Empire State Building, believe it or not, is powered solely by wind power. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. So who knows? The future is happening already, which is a great thing.
It is.
All right.
Invest in car battery stocks, you know?
Yeah, really. So anyhow, I guess that's our podcast for today, warm1013.com. You know, and if you hear it and you like it, share it with your friends. You know, you can put the link on your Facebook page, all that sort of stuff. And enjoy the rest of your day. Try to stay healthy, stay safe, and stay warm. Well, bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Beautiful. Okay.